Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We're going to conclude with the healing school that we've been talking about for the last 4 days, and we want to make sure that you get a full understanding and a comprehension that God cares for us. God is the healer. God will deliver you. In actual fact, He has already delivered you. He has already healed you. He has already provided salvation for you. He's done this 2,000 years ago. And you have to, all you have to do is receive it by faith. He gives you the grace, the faith, everything, the gift, everything is from God. All I have to do is believe and receive. And so I want us to all walk in perfect health all the days of our lives. You don't have to live sick. Trust God, believe God, put all of your confidence in Him, and He will take care of you. He will heal you. He will take care of your loved ones. Trust Him today. So let's pick it up as we conclude this message today.
God cares for me.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you really believe it?
I know it.
Well, if He cares for you and He's all powerful, can He take care of you?
Yes.
Can He get you out of any situation?
Yes.
Can He put you on the high road?
Amen. The narrow road. Yes.
God cares for each and every one of us. God cares for people watching by way of internet. He cares for people listening on the radio. He cares for everybody. He knows every detail about your life. He knows more about you than you know about you. Because if any of you can stand up and tell me how many hairs you got on your head, then you can say I'm equal with God. You have no clue. God has a deep love, a deep, never-ending, eternal love for all of us, each and every one of us. He has a love that we can't even comprehend. And it's not dependent on what I do. It's dependent on what Jesus did. And Jesus did it and made me a son of my Father.
That's it.
I don't have to earn His approval. I don't have to earn His healing. I don't have to earn His love. I cannot earn it. It's on me because He wants to put it on me. While I was yet a sinner, He loved me. Bible says in John 4:16-19, we love Him because He first loved us. Okay, Exodus 23:25. So you all say you're children of God. So you shall serve the Lord your God. And what's He going to do? He's going to bless your what?
Bread.
Your bread and your what? Your water. So He blesses everything you eat and drink.
That's right.
That's why when I pray, I used to pray, bless us our Lord and these are gifts. Remember the Catholic prayer? I don't pray that now. What I pray is, Father, I thank You for this food. We call it blessed, sanctified, healthy, wholesome food to healthy, wholesome bodies with healing in each mouthful. I never go without praying that prayer over anything I eat. Come on.
Amen.
Some people pray, bring sustenance to my body, and that's fine. Do it. But I include, brings healing to every mouthful.
Amen.
You need to start getting this stuff in your head. Now watch why I says it. It says, I'll bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away, not just from you, but from the midst of you, all around you, your whole household, your family, your loved ones. I will take it away from the midst of you. You're not even going to be part of it. You'll see it there and you'll see it there, but it ain't here. Now you've got to believe this stuff. And you've got to speak this stuff. He says, I'll bless your bread and your water. And I, God, will take sickness from the midst of you. This is Old Testament. Before the whipping on Jesus' back, before Bama stripes you are healed, this is the heart of God. He's always had a heart to heal. He's always, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He's always been the same. He ain't changing. And the reason why I put plagues and sickness and disease on those on the Egyptians was because of the love for his children.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Well, he made some people sick. Well, they were coming against his children. You come against my children, you're going to find out how much I love them.
Oh, wow.
Right? Come on.
Amen.
Come on. You come against my kids, you're going to find out how I love them.
Amen.
They were coming against his children, his covenant children, bringing the Messiah in. He would do anything to protect
Amen.
Them. And they all came out of Egypt, not one feeble among them, not one sick, not one of their animals were sick, and they came out wealthy. I mean, what did they need the money for in the wilderness?
Amen.
God will give you things you don't even need. We're just so wrapped up in religion, tradition.
Amen.
Praise God. I mean, this is like life-changing for me. This is life-changing. So he says, "For you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you." Verse 26, "No one will suffer miscarriage, and no one will be barren in your land."
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Come on. Is this God's desire for people to miscarry?
No.
Now listen.
No.
We're talking here about natural birth, but he's also talking about dreams.
Yes.
How many people have miscarried their dream? Because they don't know scripture. They don't study to show themselves approved. God will not allow you to have that thing aborted. Or for miscarry. No miscarriage in your dreams. In your vision. In your destiny. And no miscarriage in your children. In their bodies. Come on. Now if you've experienced that before. And I've seen people experience it. We didn't in our family. My mother, her first child was stillborn. So she had seven kids really, but the first one was stillborn. I wasn't even born, so I didn't even know anything. You understand? And then my brother had, I think, a stillborn and one miscarriage. I still didn't know anything. And then I started to get truth. And now I've prayed for people that have had miscarriage upon miscarriage. One woman had five miscarriages. They brought it to me to pray for. I understood the scripture. I laid hands on. She's now got three kids. Not another miscarriage. So now listen, if there has ever been a miscarriage or stillborn in someone's life, the good news is God's got that baby. And when you get to your glory with Christ, you're going to meet your child.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right. Amen.
God has got everything covered.
Amen.
He's got you covered going out. He's got you covered coming in. You're blessed going out. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in the box. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you're blessed. You can be in Haiti amidst the squalor and sickness and disease and no money, and God can bless you in the middle of that place. He can bless you in the middle of South Africa. In the middle of Guatemala, anywhere in the world, he can bless you. He can bless you in America, North America, or South America. He can bless you in Russia or China. God, his arm is not too short that it can't reach you wherever you're at.
Right. Amen.
And you've got to start to think this way. When you start thinking this way, all of a sudden say, "Wow, look at me, I'm doing great." It comes. So he says, "No one shall suffer miscarriage, will be buried in your land." Now he has a big one. "And I will fulfill the number of your days."
Amen.
Well, God said with long life in Psalm 91, "With long life I will satisfy you." He said in Genesis, he said that your days will be 120 years. It's up to you what you choose to believe. It's up to you to what you put your faith on. How you live this thing, it's your decision.
39 more years.
There you go.
Amen.
I'm praying to God, don't let Doris be next to me in heaven. Eternity with her? Come on. And in Deuteronomy, I'm closing with a 7:15, it says, "And the Lord will take away from you all sickness." Listen,
No matter what comes, he did warn us, and he said in the end times, there's going to be pestilence. There's going to be disease and sickness and hurricanes and earthquakes and wars. Are there wars? And rumors of wars. Are there rumors of wars? I mean, it's just everything happening. Everything's happening, right?
Amen.
I mean, you look at the world today, and we come against Israel and all kinds of nasty nonsense that you can't even imagine is happening. But he says, I will satisfy you with long life. If you're not satisfied, you say, Lord, you made me a promise. I'm standing on that promise.
Amen.
Amen. And then a lot of people think, well, when I die, I've got to get sick, or how am I going to die? Mm. Expire. Give up the ghost. Like Abraham did. Like Joseph did. Like Jesus did. No one takes my life. I give it freely. And the Bible says, he said, it's finished. And he gave up the ghost.
That's right.
Come on. The devil has got no power over you. No authority. He's been destroyed, defeated. God took care of that problem. So you determine how you live. It's not the will of God. Everything is not the will of God.
That's right.
If you believe everything that happens in your life is the will of God, you're in trouble.
No way.
I did a teaching recently on that. Go and watch it online. It's not the will of God.
No way.
Because if it was the will of God for children to be born with cancer, then I don't want any part of this God.
Amen.
It's not his will. That's the devil's will. That's part of the curse. And we need more people like us over here telling people that they're redeemed from said curse. All you've got to do is step into Christ, get your faith up, get your shield in place, get your sword taken care of, keep your helmet of salvation on, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes shod with the gospel of peace, and walk out there into all of the attacks and just nullify it.
Amen.
Come on. That's why when you fly on an airplane, the angels, that plane is safer with you on it than without you. Because God's going to take care of you if you're a child of God and anyone else that believes. Come on. I don't know why I'm getting excited today. I think it's a continuation from last night. Last night was boom. Wow. Praise God. I mean, I've got tons to say, but I've said enough. Remember, bring every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Right.
He was obedient all the way. And everything that he has accomplished for us is completely done. So when the devil comes and says, you're not going to get the rent or the mortgage, you say no. Christ's obedience, he became poor so I could become rich. He supplied my every need. You use the word against the lies of the devil. That's what Jesus did in the wilderness. He used the word against the devil. And if Jesus used the word against the devil, we need to use the word against the devil. Can you say amen? Praise God. So Father, we thank you and give you praise and honor and glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that even now healing is taking place. Right now, you watching by way of the internet can receive your healing as well right now in the name of Jesus. The anointing power is so strong that you can receive it right now. You can receive whatever you can believe God for today. So I thank you, Lord, that your spirit is touching hearts, minds, and lives yet. We've got joy, we've got strength, we've got victory, we've got peace, and we walk in divine health in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing that they are walking in divine health said, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, family. We love you guys.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation